Dr. Harold Roy McCauley, Professor Eric Tollins, Deputy Director General Etienne Duvalier, and members of the Board of Trustees, Africa Rise staff members. It is always an honor to be in your midst. It's special and comforting to see familiar faces and also to meet and come to know new members of this CGIAR family. Some faces date back as far as 1989 and may remember a young couple with a preschooler by the hand and a baby in arms who were warmly welcomed at IITA Ibadan. As I've said before, the establishment of this annual award has been one of the greatest blessings for me, my children, and family. I heartfully thank the Africa Rice Administration, the Board of Trustees, past and present, and certainly the former winners of the Karski Award for continually honoring the history of Bob's performance in the CGIAR system and for keeping his memory alive. I believe that this award continues to inspire dedicated scientists and support staff, and I know that this year's recipients will build on Bob's legacy also. As I read and hear about Africa Rice's accomplishments, I know that this past year has been a fruitful one, and Professor Tollins has confirmed that. I happened to focus my attention recently on the report on Madame Aishatou Kamara, the president of the 55-member Women's Rice Processors Association in Bouaké. The training that she received from Africa Rice on the use of the GEM technology to facilitate the process of producing good quality and more nutritious parboiled rice was invaluable. And I know that former and current recipients of the Robert Karski Award are involved in many ways in such innovation that transforms the lives of women, youth, farmers, and the population on a whole. All of this was what Bob sought to do through his work over the years at two CGIAR centers. Now, a little change of topic. As some of you may already know, the past year has also been a fruitful one for me. After 14 years, a widow, I remarried in August. I was blessed. I was blessed to reconnect with Mr. Brian Stevenson, who was a year ahead of me when we were undergraduates at Princeton University. And much to our surprise, I will say, we fell in love. But I want you to know that before we married in August, Brian was actually given the CGIAR stamp of approval by none other than former board chair Peter Matlin. By coincidence, the two met in Washington, D.C. last April as they were attending a session. It was the presentation of the Princeton Prize on Race Relations at American University. And I received through WhatsApp a photo of Brian and Peter Matlin. And I was quite surprised. So God's timing is always the best. Given that he's already received the stamp of approval from Peter Matlin, I ask that all of you please welcome Brian into the CG family as well. Two years have passed since I came to Bouaké and the station here at Mbé. 2 years since Director General Harold Roy McCauley, Professor Tollins and I raised the plaque for the dedication of this Robert Karski building. And I can see the progress that has been made since then here at Africa Rice Center Embe. The Rice Biodiversity Center for Africa, which we had the opportunity to tour and spend time in, is impressive. Of course, this is a layperson's, through a layperson's eyes, but it is impressive. And the fields are lush and productive. And I'm pleased that Professor Tollens has confirmed what I have just said and what I have seen. So I want to say that I wish that this, the progress towards promoting self-sufficiency in rice and food self-sufficiency in general, and eradicating or trying to end food insecurity, may this progress continue. And may Africa Rice continue to grow and thrive with peace reigning always. Thank you.